This is the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, Masechta Nedarim, tape number 1. This review is only meant for people who learn Daf Yomi on a regular basis or those who have learned through the Masechta. It is the goal of this review to be as accurate as possible in summarizing the highlights and key klalim of the Masechta. However, it is possible that on occasion something will not be reflected correctly.
For subscription information, write us at Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952, or call 1-888-DAF-YOMI.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Machla Bas Yitzchak Grossman, Zichrona Levracha. Our Maggid Shir is Rabbi Menachem Elia Pfeiffer of Yeshiva Tells Alumni, Riverdale, New York.
The subject of Nedarim can be broken up into two basic areas. In Parshas Ki Tzeitzei, the Torah discusses the Parsha of Nidrei Hegdish, when a person accepts upon himself to make a donation to the Beis HaMikdash of a korban or other items. This Parsha is basically discussed in Seder Kutchin. Our Masechta will deal with the other part of Parshas Nedarim, the part of Nidrei Isser. The basic discussion of this is found in Parshas Matos, in Bamidbar Perek Lamed Pasuk Gimel. Ish ki yido neder l'Hashem ha'yishav ha'shvua le'asor iser al nafshoi. A man who makes a neder or shvua to prohibit something upon himself, lo yachel dvaroi, should not profane his words. Kechol ha'yotze mipiv yaseh, like everything that comes out of his mouth, he should do. This is the basis of our Masechta. Nidrei Yisr differ from Nidrei Hegdish in very many ways. But basically, I would like to discuss two of them. Number one, while at Nidrei Hegdish, a person must own the item in order to donate it to Hegdish, Nidrei Yisr can be made even on an item which does not belong to a person. All he does is he accepts upon himself a prohibition to eat or to have benefit from any item in the world, whether it belongs to him or someone else's. In order for a person to prohibit another person from eating an item, then the item must belong to him. Another basic difference between the two is that where Nidrei Hegdish are prohibited for anyone to use, because they belong to Hegdish, Nidrei Yisr can be created to prohibit specific people. A person could prohibit only himself. A person could prohibit a specific person or specific persons on any item that belongs to him, and can also prohibit himself from having benefit from anyone else's item in the world. There's another very basic idea to know about Nedarim. Nedarim differ from Shvuos, although both of them create Isurim that prohibit a person from doing things. A neder is chal on an item, on the chefetz, whereas a shvua is chal only on the person. Whereas a neder, we would use the lashon saying that an item, a specific item, is aser alai. By a shvua, a person talks about himself. I swear I will not do something. I swear I will do something. Basically, our parak will begin discussing the three ways how a person can accept upon himself Nidrei Yisr. There is the Ikur Neder, when a person specifies clearly what he prohibits upon himself. And here, there is a question as to if a person needs to be matfis his Neder by attaching it and comparing it to a carbon or another dover another. The Ran's position is that whether a person says, this item is usur upon me, whether he says this item is usur upon me, just like a carbon, either one is called Ikur Neder. We will also discuss Kinuya Nedarim, when a person uses a different language than Lashon HaKodesh to create a neder. And thirdly, we will discuss Yadis Nedarim, literally a handle of a neder, when a person only makes a partial statement, which we will understand from his words that he means to prohibit something upon himself. The Mishnah Daf Beis begins by telling us that if a person uses a kinui instead of using the Ikur Lashon Neder, the Neder is chal just as well as if he had used the regular Lashon Kodesh of a Neder. The Gemara tells us there's another piece missing in our Mishnah, where the Mishnah should say that Yadais Nedarim also are as good as a full Lashon Neder. The Gemara in Amud Beis begins by telling us the reason for listing Kol Kinui Nedarim, Charamim, Shvuos, Nezirus is because Neder and Shvuah are discussed in the same Pasuk. And therefore, because we put those two together, we already mentioned Charamim and Nezirus as well. The Gemara tells us that the strategic positioning of Neder next to Cherem, as opposed to putting it next to Shvuah, is to tell us that there's a contrast between Neder and Shvuah, which we discussed before. Neder and Cherem, which is a form of Hegdish, are both Isurim that a person makes on a specific item, an Isur Chavtza. Shvuah, on the other hand, is an Isur Gabra. There is a discussion amongst the Rishonim here how we are to understand Nezirus. The Rush says the fact that Nezirus is in the Mishnah after Shvuah points out to us that Nezirus also is an Isur Gavra, just as Shvuah. The Ma'arit, though, which is discussed in the Avnei Meluim, Shal Shachua Simchav Beis, holds that Nezirus is not an Isur Gavra. But interestingly, he doesn't learn it's an Isur Chavtza either. He learns it's similar to Kedushas Kohuna, where a person accepts upon himself a new level of Kedusha, and Memeil the Torah prohibits the drinking of wine and the eating of grapes. There are others that learn that the Isser is an Isser Chavtze, but the Chavitz that the Isser is Chalan is the mouth of the Nazir, which is prohibited from drinking wine, or is here from being cut, and so on and so forth. The Ran over here discusses another Inyan of Neder B'Lashon Shvuah, and brings at the end of his words, B'Shem the Ramban, that if a person makes a neder b'loshen shvuah, again a neder saying harei alai, and then ending with shaloi yichol basa, that I will not eat meat, the neder will work mi teiras yad. On daf gimel and aleph, we are introduced to a hekesh between nezirus and nedarim in the pasuk of ish ki yafli lindar neder nazir lahazir lashem. The Gemara learns out many limudim from this hekesh of neder to nazir. The Gemara says that Nozer Lahazer teaches us the Indian of Yodos by Nezirus, and the Hekesh teaches us that there are Yodos by Nedarim too. The Torah says there's Bal Yachal, Bal Ta'achar by Nedarim, so too by Nezirus. There's Isser of Bal Yachal and Bal Ta'achar. Just like by Nedarim, the Torah tells us a father is made for his daughter's Nedarim, a husband can be made for his wife's Nedarim, which means that the father has the power to make null and void any nedarim that he hears his daughter make. A husband could be made for certain nedarim of his wife. So too a husband or father may be made for the nedarim of their daughter or wife, respectively. The Gemara also tells us, introduces the mandamer who holds, Dibra Torah Kiloshim Bnei Adam. That means that the Loshim of, for instance, Lindar and Neder, which is a normal way of speaking, is not necessarily given for a drasha, because according to one that says Dibra Torah Kiloshim Bnei Adam, the Torah will write an extra word just to speak the way humans would speak, whereas Nazir Lahazir is unusually worded because Nazir was precedes the word Lahazir. Normally the verb would be first Lahazir Nazir, just as Lindar Neder, which is the natural way of speaking, is according to this mandamer not given for drasha, and that's why we need the hekesh from Nezirus to Nedarim in order to learn out the din of yad. The Gemara says that Nezirus is chal on Nezirus, which means that a person can be mekabel hareini nazar yaim, and one Nezirus is chal on top of the other, and the person is chayiv to keep two Nezirus. Rav explains that if a Nazir eats grapes after he has been mekabel Nezirus, we learn out from this hekesh we mentioned to Nedarim that not only will he be over on the Isser of eating grapes as a Nazir, he will also be over on the pasuk of Bal Yachal Dvari. The Gemara had also said that a Nazir is over on Bal Ta'achar. The Gemara bothers now explain where is there Bal Ta'achar of Nezirus. Rava says the case will be If a person says, Layeftim in Ayla Matshehe a Nazir, I will not leave the world until I become a Nazir. That makes it incumbent upon him to be Mekabel Naziris as soon as possible. According to the Ran, he'll be over Baal Ta'achar immediately if he's not Mekabel Naziris right away. Dav Dalet Amar Aleph, Rav Acha by Yaakov gives another example of a case where a person could be over Baal Ta'achar by Naziris if he had been Mekabel Naziris in a Beis HaKvaris. The Gemara mentions there's a machloikus there. If he will get malchus out his naziris, if he means makabel naziris in a beis hakvaris, the Gemara says even according to one that says that you get malchus, there is a baal ta'achar there, a baal ta'achar the naziris tahara, that he's being ma'achar kabal's naziris of the full naziris tahara. The Gemara brings a machloikus if tagalachas is ma'akiv the bringing of karbonis, if the shearing off of the hair of the Nazir is ma'akev him from bringing his karbonis. The Gemara says, according to everyone, there is a mitzvah, though, of course, to shave off his hair at the end of his Naziris. The Gemara quotes Marzutru, who says, Marzutru Breder Rav Mari explains that the Baal Ta'achar that's mentioned by Naziris is the Baal Ta'achar of his karbonis. And then an explanation as to why we would think that there's no Baal Ta'achar by the carbon of Nazir, and it shouldn't be like other kabbanas where there is a baal ta'achar. The Gemara says we would have had a havamina, since there's a din that b'riyavet, if a nozer is migaleach after only having brought one carbon, he already becomes mutter to drink wine. So we think that his kabbanas are less chomer than the normal kabbanas that a person is mekabel to bring. The Gemara mentions also machlekes here on Daf Dalet of a nozer who is only mekabel nazirus from one item, and the Gemara says, according to one man, the Naziris is chal for all in Yonim. And if Shimon holds, it's not chal for anything but what he had specifically been mekabled for. The Gemara mentions that a chatas nazir, despite the fact it's not for kapara, has the regular din of Baal Ta'achar. And the Gemara also cites a chatas yeledes as another example of a carbon chatas which is not meant for kapara. The Ran explains that even though we find that Rav Shimon says that the reason why a yeledes, a woman who gives birth, brings a chatas, is because that during the pain of her birth she might have sworn not to have shaychus to her husband anymore. Nevertheless, we know that that's not the ikkar reason for the karban, because even if a woman was sure that she had not made a neder, nevertheless, then she'd be still chayiv to bring the karban after she becomes tohar from dam. Daf hey amin aleph, the Gemara brings down that Shmuel's mazber, actually starts in Daf dal mebeis, Shmuel explains the Mishnah of Mujrani, Mufroshani, Mechukani, end with the words Shani Eichelach, because you need Yadayim Mechichas. The Gemara explains on Hayamid Beis that Shmuel brings a raya from the very Mishnah, from the fact that we have to say Shani Eichelach, that the Mishnah holds, we need Yadayim Mechichas, we need even a short version of Neder must be clear that the person means to answer himself. The Gemara brings Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan in regard to get. You have to write v'dein lahavel lechiminoi that this get is to be a sefer tiruchin, a sefer which cuts between the two of us. The ger shvukin must be clearly stated in the get that it's meant that this get is what's being megarish. Or could you just write in the get a reed muteris? According to Rabban, that's enough. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to spell it out v'dein lahavel lechiminoi. This paper will be the sefer tiruchin, the get creases which will divide me from you. The Gemara at first brings Machlekes Abaye and Rava. If you need Yadayim Mechichas, Abaye who says Yadayim Shein Mechichas Havi Yadayim would hold like the Rabbanon, and Rava who says Lo Havi Yadayim would hold like Rabbi Yehuda, who necessitates the more clear Loshin and Get. At the end, the Gemara says that Abaye can even come out like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda only says you need Yadayim Mechichas by Get because you need a clear creases. And Rava says that get, to the contrary, needs less clarity because of the fact of Einan Megarish Eishes Chaveri. Then the Ran is Masber, despite the fact that the Loshen HaGet is not Mechiach, but the Maisa Gerishin is Mechiach, that the husband means to be Megarish him. Similarly, you find in Avni Meluim that if a person would say to a woman, Hariyah Mekudeshes, without saying Li, it also, the Maisa is Mechiach, that he means to be Mekadesh the woman. Now the Gemara is Masik, ends off the sugya and that Vav Amar Alf, that at the end Abaye ends up being Moida, that he cannot come out like Rabbi Yehuda, and rather there is a mandama that says Yadayim Mechichas, Yadayim Sheni Mechichas Lehavi Yadayim, and he'll hold like the mandama that says Havi Yadayim. The Gemara proves this from a brisa which says, despite the fact the person is chayav karban chatos, until he clearly states Harezu Chatos Si, this is my chatos, then the kedusha would not be chal on the carbon. The Gemara in Daf Vav Amud Beis quotes Rav Papa who clears a shaila. Yesh yad the kedushin oiloi. Is a yad good enough to bring a chalais kedushin on a woman or not? The Rosh explains that the shaila is because of the fact that kedushin comes from the shayrish of the word kedusha. A person is mekadesh his wife. He asses her on the whole world, similar to hegdish. So the Gemara clears if yesh yad the kedushin or not. The Gemara also goes on to declare the same Shaila by Peya, Yesh Yad le Peya. There the Gemara explains that Peya is more mistavra to be like Karbonis and to be like Nidorim, because Peya is hookish to Nidorim in regard to Baal Ta'achir. And we declare if Yesh Hekish le Mechza. And the Ran explains that even though normally we say Ain Hekish le Mechza, here the Gemara declares it for Shaila because the din of Peya is not clearly stated in the Pasuk of Karbon, rather it's only hinted to from the word Me'imach. The Gemara also mentions halacha of peya, that a person can give his entire field as peya. The Ran explains that unlike truma, where a person must leave over something to be his own, there must be some shirayin. By peya, there is no din of shirayin. Once he begins cutting, he can do the whole field at once, give the whole thing to the aniyim for peya. As soon as he begins to cut, there's already a chi of peya now, and the rest he can give over to Daniim. That's why in the Mishnah we say in the morning, Eil Dvam Shein Lam Shir, peya is mentioned, and truma is not. Tumand of Zainam and Alf Kler's Shaila of Yesh Yad with Staka. Here, interesting, many of the Mepharshim ask, we know the halacha is that by Staka, according to the Ramah, if a person just thinks that he wants to give Staka, he's already chayiv. And let's get past the Ramah and Yardair Simin Reish Nun Ches. If so, why, when you only say a partial lashon, shouldn't it be chal? If just think about it is enough, certainly if one enunciates his ratzon to give tzedakah, even with a yad, the halacha should be chal. So the Karen Iris says, the Teretz, that since he began to say it b'dibur, it's a raya that he means to be neither his tzedakah or menadev his tzedakah al yidei dibur. Once he starts with dibur, he must say a full dibur. And he wanted to do a day machshava, taka machshava would have been enough. The Shita Begubetzis answers that the chiddush over here is that when a person says it b'peh, even if he wasn't gomer b'das totally, even if he didn't decide absolutely clearly that he wants to give it, which would be necessary for machshava to work, just saying the dibur alone would be enough, and a memela yad would be enough if you paskin yesh yad b'kedushin. The Ram brings down an interesting machlokes between himself and the Ramban. Was l'maskana we paskin l'chumra by tzedakah and by peya because it's a safek yisura, or according to Ran, which said safek mamayinam we go l'kula. More also talks about someone in his mazmin a besakise with only a yad. If we say hazmana milsahi, then the Gemara declares perhaps if we prepare a room for a besakise just by saying it. And perhaps even if we just say a yad that we're preparing it for a Beis HaKisei, already you would have the din of a Beis HaKisei to be also to daven there or to say Kriya Shema there. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Kiva Shita in the Mishnah that Menuda Nilach, Rabbi Kiva was Chaychi B'Zal HaHachmer, is only in regard to Isser, not in regard to Malkus. The Gemara explains now, goes into the Indian of Shamta, because that's actually the suffix of Rabbi Kiva. If Menuda, it sounds like a Lashon Shamta or a Lashon of Neder. The Gemara talks a bit about Charamim. The Gemara says if someone hears someone else saying Haskaras Hashem of a Kadosh Baruch Hu for no purpose, so he has to put him in Techerim. If he doesn't, he himself deserves to be in Techerim. That's the way the Ran is Mazbi the Gemara. He's royally a Spinidui. Where Tosfos says the Chachmei Hador Achayiv to put him into Techerim. The Gemara goes on to explain what is the Chaymer HaDvarim of someone mentioning Shem Hashem Levatalo. Gemara says, "Kalmokim shaskaras shem matzui anias mitzuya." If the shame of Hashem is mitzuya someplace, being said without purpose, anias is mitzuya. And the Gemara goes on to explain that anias is compared to misa. As we find that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu in Mitzrayim that Ki meisu kol ha'noshim amvakshim es nafshecha, all the people that are seeking to bring you to death have died. And the Gemara says that's referring to Dasan Vavirim, who certainly were very much alive when the Yidden went out to the Midbar, but they're considered meisim because they had lost all the nechasim, and Mamela had lost their influence in the palace. And we see here that Anias is chashuv kemisa, and since Haskaras Hashem brings to Anias, we see the chaymer of mentioning Shem Shamayim Levatola. Gemara quotes a member of Gidla Marav that Tam Chacham can put himself into Chayrim, and he can remove himself from Chayrim too. That despite the fact that we say Ein Chavish Matratz Meves Asurim over here, despite the fact that he himself is in the Chayrim, he has the ability to be Matir his own Chayrim. The one of Chesam Marav quotes Gidla Marav. How do you know you can make a shvur to mekayim a mitzvah? Nishbati mishpatei. Despite the fact that he was already mujba v'yayim in Mehar Sinai, David HaMelech swore to be mekayim mitzvahs in order to be mezaris himself. The Ran learns that the Chiddush HaDvarim is that it's considered a commendable act to do it. The Rosh learns the Chiddush is that it's not considered a shvur shav, despite the fact that he already been mechayev to do the mitzvah from his shvu on Har Sinai. Mo quotes a second member of Gidla Marav that a person who says esh ashkim v'esh neperik seh, if a person says I'm going to get up and learn a certain perik or a certain mesechta, neder godel nodel lekei Yisrael, which the Iran learns the shvu actually. Despite the fact that lechayra he already had sworn in Har Sinai to learn, the Gemara says that shvu on Har Sinai only obligate him to say kriyishma shachris v'arvis. Now the Ran says very interestingly that Be'emes, a person is chayiv lilmoid tamid. This is Lashon. A person is chayiv to constantly learn. Because he quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed, Tan Rabbanu v'shinantam she'yir divrei Torah mechudadim b'picha shem yishol chodim davar shalai tigam gimetayim aloi. A person must learn Torah, should be sharp in his mouth. He shouldn't hesitate when someone asks him. Certainly, he says, davening Krishma Shachas V'Yarvis is not going to bring you to that level of knowledge of Torah. Therefore, we have to understand the Gemara. Why does the Gemara say he's not Mushba V'Yomit? Says the Ran, despite the fact that he's Chayiv Lilmoid Tamid, Yom V'Layla Kefi Kaychoi, nevertheless, that's not Peferish in the Pasuk, and therefore, Shvuah Kibichal on such a mitzvah. Other Rishonim learn different Shatru. Dva says that despite the fact the person is Chayiv always to learn, but he doesn't have to learn this particular mesechta, and therefore shaykh for shvu to bichal if he swears to learn a particular mesechta. Another member of the Gemara quotes from Rav Gidla Marav, someone tells his chaver, let's wake up early and learn together, he has to be the first, as we find that Kadosh Baruch Hu had told Yecheskel, kum tsei al abiko v'sham adaber oischo. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him he'd speak to him there in the valley, and when Yecheskel went out there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had preceded him there. The Gemara says if someone finds himself being put into a cherem, nidu b'chaloyim, in a dream, he needs 10 people to be matrit, because there's ashuras ha-shechina. He's perhaps seeing what happened in shechina, in Shemayim. He has to have a million of people in order to have again ashuras ha-shechina to remove that nidui, which perhaps he had been put in with shlichus ha-mokim, with the shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they might have had the shechina. 10 Jews, of course, bring down the Shechina by Nehem, that's the Indian of a minion, and with the 10 people, he's able to be Matir's Neder. Interestingly, the Gemara points out that if he has no 10 people, he should stand at the fork of a road and get Shalom from 10 people, and the very fact that he had a blessing of Shalom Aleichem from 10 Yidden itself is a protection from Yisurim, which will bide him until he gets 10 people to be Matir his Nidui. The Gemara goes weiter and says that if a person dreams, not only he was put into cherem, but that they actually took him out of the cherem, nevertheless, Rav Acha told Rav Ashi that since we know that Kishem Shiavshala Bar B'loi Tevin, that all Tvua has waste products growing with it, so to a Chaloyim is not Shach without Dvarim B'Telem, and perhaps the Heter that they gave him in his dream is the Dvarim B'Telem of his dream. Therefore, if you're put into cherem in a dream, even though in the dream you also were taken out of the cherem, a person nevertheless would need to go get a heter from a minyan in order to get out of that cherim. The Ran points out that that's only true of a cherim, not of a nether. A nether a person has to make with his own das. It's not shaykh for a person to be mekabel nether in his sleep. But he quotes the Rajb in Chuvas that was mechayiv someone, he was obligated him to get a heter for his nether, which he made in his dream. The Gemara declares a shayla on daf chesam at beis, whether a husband could be a shliach to say over charata of his wife. Gemara says in a circumstance where the beis din was already convened, he can be a shliach. And the Ran quotes a machloikus whether this din of a baal becoming a shliach is to be understood as a baal only, where a regular shliach cannot become a shliach for charata of someone else, or to the contrary, the shayla is only by a baal who might open or find charatas for his wife on his own, whereas a regular shliach could do it for someone else. Mara says that a person, a Talmud, cannot be matur and neder ba'asra the rabbi in the town where his rabbi lives, but a cherim, a Talmud, could be matur. Mara says also that a yachid mumcha could be matur or shamta on his own. Mara says that the pasuk v'zorich alachem yirei shmi shemesh tztaka umarpei, that pasuk in Malachi Parag Gimel is referring to, Yirei Shmi is referring to those that are afraid to be Moitzi Shem Shamayin Levatola. That which it says, Shemesh Tztaka Umarpei, Abai understands to mean that the sun, the dust that's in the sunlight, it has a healing element to it, whereas the Shlokish learns that the pasuk is referring to Lasad Lavai, where Ein Gehenim El Maboah, there's no Gehenim in the next world, rather Kodesh Baruch Hu takes the sun out of its shell, Tzadikim have refuah from it, Rishoim are nidain by its light. And the Tessam and Alf, the Mishnah begins telling us that if a person says Kenidre Rishoim, then that is a good Lashon Neder. If a person would say Kenidre Ksherim, it is not a good Lashon Neder, because the Ksherim don't make Nedarim, rather they make Nedavis. The Mark quotes a Machlekes of Yudin Rameir, and based on Psukim Kehelis, where it says Teva Shalei Tider. Rameya learns Pshat, Toiv Eshalei Tider, it's better for a person not to make Nedarim at all, even better than making one and keeping it, is not to make one at all. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's better to make Nedarim and to pay them up. The Gemara explains that this Machlokes is only true of Nedarim. By Nedavis, Rameya would be made to Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Gemara in Daf Tes. And Daf Yud, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda is made to Rameya by Nedarim and only set his din by Nedavis. Further on Daf Tes Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us the famous story of Shimon HaTzadik, that he would not eat from the Ashram of another Tomei because he was afraid that the person, when he became Tomei, had charata for being Mekabel Naziris, because he had not bargained for so many extra days of Naziris. He ate from one, from the Nazir who came, Midorim, who had seen his reflection in the water, and immediately had realized that it's his Yetzirah trying to get him to be misgoyah in this world, which did not belong to the body, and immediately had been mekabel naziris in order to shave off his hair, shem shemayim. For such a nazir, Shimon HaTzadik said, "Kamaycha yirvu nazirei naziris b'Yisrael, like you should be increased more nazirim like you. Alecha kasevaymar, it is about people like you." That the pasuk says, "Ish kiafli linder neder nazir l'hazal Hashem," meaning that you are someone who was Mekabel Naziris Lashem L'Shem Shamayim. The Ran is Masber that despite the fact in Halacha there is no difference between a Neder or a Nedava of Naziris, depends on the feeling that a person has when he gives it. If he does it L'Shem Shamayim, then it will be called a Nedava of Naziris. When it's not done full heartedly, then it's called a Neder. Just like by a Korban, when a person says Harei Alai, it doesn't show a great Nedivas Halev, because he has not yet been mafish to carbon. He's more old to change his mind. Whereas if a person is Harei Zu, that shows complete and absolute Ratzin to be makiv, to give over a carbon Lashem. The Gemara is Masber that in a Nedava, the people would do like Hillel Hazokain, who would bring his carbon to the Pesach Hazorah, and there, right outside the Hazorah, point out Harei Zu carbon, and then immediately bring it into the Hazorah, so no one should be nichshol in being mayel behegdish. The Gemara in Daf Yud Amud Aleph tells us that there are three tanoim who consider a nazir a chayte, Shimon HaTzadik, that we explained that he says it by nazir tamei, Rabbi Elazar Kapor, Berebi, and Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Elazar Kapor, who says that if a person who's mekabel nezirus is called a chaytei, because it says in the pasuk, the chiper lov, and the nazir brings his carbon, it's mechaper upon him, me'asher chota al hanefesh. Then kavachayim, if a person's mekabel a tainus, he holds himself back from all hanois, certainly is considered a chaytei. Now moves on to the union of kinuyim. Is the kinuy of carbon, and the kinuy of charamim, and the kinuy of nazirus is mentioned, and the kinuyim of shvuos. The Gemara brings here the machlekes Rabbi Yechon.
Let me have my hand. Mommy, I found
it. Loshen shabon chachamim. The Gemara explains that the reason why chacham would create new lashinus for nedarim is in order to prevent the person from saying the word carbon, which would lead him to say Lashem. Just like Rav Shimon had said in a Braisa, that a person should not say Lashem carbon because we're afraid he may not end up saying the word carbon, so rather he should say carbon Lashem. There's a further precaution here not to say the Shem Shemayim Levatola, so we change the Lashem to Kainim Kainach, where a person will not say the Shem Hashem automatically. And the Gemara says, if this is true, when a person means to say the Shem Hashem even for a good purpose, Kal v'chaymer, if a person were to say just tam, the Shem Shemayim Levatola, Alachas kam v'kam, what kind of terrible avla that would be. Mishnah Daf Yud Amid Aleph Amid Beis on the bottom tells us three levels of nedarim, three different categories. A person says la chulin or loy kosher. So this item should be not chulin or not kosher. He means to say it should be osur. The Ran says because of stam nedarim lahachmer, we'll assume he means to be matfus adavra another.